And now this is a dictation for Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, sides, S-I-D-E-S, February 1143, addressed as a letter to Dr. Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W, Goike, G-O-I-K-E, 772-6784, and Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, 956-4105. Dear colleagues, follow up for Mr. Seitz with chronic kidney disease. Probably related to his heart conditions. Last visit was December. Lower extremity edema worse. Recently added metolazone 4 days in a row and then changed to 2 days a week on top of the Lasix. He says to be doing salt fluid restriction. Has lost weight from 160 to 157, appetite is fair, denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, has chronic dyspnea, muscle inactivity, not at rest, no orthopnea, PND, has atrial fibrillation, no need for CPAP machine, no chest pain, no lightheadedness, blood pressure at home apparently okay. Denies anti-inflammatory agents, prior hip replacement, prior DVT. Takes care of husband who has dementia. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight beta blockers, diuretics. Metformin and Lipitor. Next paragraph, blood pressure by nurse, 105.57, no respiratory distress. For the most part, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion, no wheezing, irregular reading from AFib, no pericardial rap, rate 87, no ascites, tenderness, or masses. He does have more localized edema, right sided below the knee, 2-3 plus versus 1-2 plus on the left, no cellulitis or calf tenderness, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from May. I want to highlight the stable creatinine at 1.3 over the last few years, representing a GFR 41 to stage 3B, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, magnesium. There is anemia 10 with large red blood cells 105, a normal white blood cell and platelet, normal liver function test, elevated pro-BNP in the 7,000. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B. Stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, there is no indication for dialysis. Lightly represents underlined heart condition. It has relatively small kidneys, documented within the last 1 year. At that time, 9.3 right, 9.5 left without obstruction. No severe urinary retention, post-void under 100. Has atrial fibrillation with prior MACE procedure and left atrial appendage ligation. Prior mitral valve repair, as well as open heart surgery for ascending aortic aneurysm repair. Previously low ejection fraction, is my understanding a new echo to be done in the near future. Agree with the present diuretics. I'm concerned about the local predominance of edema on the right side compared to the left. She couldn't tell me for sure if this is chronic. She couldn't remember which side she has a prior deep thrombosis. She does have bilateral hip surgery. You might consider doing a venous Doppler to assess for deep thrombosis, acute or chronic. She takes no anticoagulation because of severe gastrointestinal bleeding in the past with hemorrhagic shock. There is no evidence for nephrotic syndrome given the normal albumin. We will update urine for protein creatinine ratio anyway. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.